Welcome to Pure Intuitive Talk with me, Trish Smith. I'm a multidimensional channeler sharing my gift to assist others to connect and work with their whole being, helping bring them into a beautiful way of high-frequency living. Immerse yourself in an hour of nourishment that feeds your spiritual journey and invites you to embrace your empowered soul. You'll feel armed with new understandings for how to shift from pain to love as we explore topics from shamanic sound healing to gut health. Are you ready to take accountability for the impact that we have on the world around us and learn new tools and techniques to feel whole again? Of course you are, and you're in the right place. Pure Intuitive Talk starts now. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Trish Smith. I'm your host of Pure Intuitive Talk. And today we're jumping into the subject of self-love, which I know has been a big topic over the last few years. But it's so much more than self-care, and it's so much more than a lot of us can even wrap our minds around. But then at the same time, it's also the most simple thing that there really is, yet we don't give it that kind of credit. We want to complicate it sometimes. So I've dedicated this hour to knowing ourselves, accepting ourselves, trusting ourselves, and loving ourselves. Those sometimes feel like daunting tasks, but at the end of the day, they're really a place within us that exists that we can actually just go to, if that makes sense. So I'm going to cover a few things regarding those, but at the same time, keep in mind that there are also places that we can travel to within as we're talking about things that come up for our mind, right? So there's body, mind, and spirit. And yes, we're living in this body and our mind is involved, but when we can push those things aside and remember to stay operating from the place of our own spirit, then it's much easier to find ourselves, knowing ourselves and accepting ourselves, trusting ourselves, loving ourselves. So let's dive into knowing thyself, right? So what do we know about ourselves? What do we know about our habits? What do we know about how we're operating in the world, right? So each one of us comes into the world kind of a blank slate, although we have this wiring, right? So we're hardwired to have different personalities. And then we also have our conditioning, and we have our environmental impacts, and we have our childhood programming, whether that's from parents or from teachers or others around us. So there's so many contributing factors that come in and start creating what we would call like our personality, or what we would call our early childhood programming. So those things, though, start taking on a life of their own, and we start behaving from places that we're maybe not even conscious of. And that's where we have to be really careful, and that's where it becomes important to really know ourselves, so that we can shed some of that early childhood programming and we can take a look at our behaviors and choose other behaviors that are conscious, aware behaviors. So for myself personally, I am now 46 years old, and I've done a lot of work with myself and looking at myself, right? So looking in the mirror, sometimes these things are hard to look at. For myself, I've been through areas in my life and or periods of time where my behavior was not what I would like it to be. And looking back on my life, it's like, man, I can't believe I acted like that. But at the time, when we're acting out from an unconscious place, we can have poor behavior. We can lash out at people around us. We can make poor choices. So it's definitely a part of my self-development is working on knowing who I am and then operating from that place and making sure that I'm operating as an aware consciousness and not acting from a subconscious place. So I'm a little odd, and I know that that's okay. But I remember in high school, I would spend time looking in the mirror, gazing into my pupils and reminding myself, like, to check myself, like, I would sit there and I would look deep into who I am, and I would look deep into who's in there and where am I coming from and what means the most to me, and looking at my own integrity and looking at my own choices. And so it's something that I'm not sure that I came into the world having that desire for self-development, or if maybe even the influences around me. I know that throughout my early childhood and my teenage years and even a young adult, so a lot of my developmental years, I had people around me that were working on themselves. And that was something that I did admire and I noticed, and it meant a lot to me. So my grandpa would be my mom's stepdad. He suffered from schizophrenia. And while I was growing up, he was going to college. And I remember being a teenager and thinking like, wow, my grandpa's going to college. And at the time, because I was so young, I remember thinking, isn't he too old for that? I know it sounds nasty to say now, but at the time, you know, like 17 years old, thinking like, you know, or I maybe I was younger than that, but remember thinking, wow, he's really old, he's going to college. But I watched him develop and grow so much. And I know that I learned later in life he had suffered from schizophrenia, and I didn't know that as a young girl. We lived with them for 2 years, from when I was 7 until I was 9. We lived with my grandparents. There was 9 of us living in a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom house. And it was myself, my parents, my siblings, my grandparents, and my great-grandmother. And so it was chaos, but my grandparents loved me unconditionally. And honestly, it was 2 of the best years of my life. I loved us all being on top of each other and us all being intimately engaged all the time. I can't speak for the adults. I look back and I would assume that was probably very difficult to have 9 people in a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom house. But my grandpa, for my mother as her stepdad, hadn't done all of his work yet, right? So he was really rough around the edges, and there were things that she had to endure as a child from him as a stepdad that he had learned to overcome by the time I was born and by the time he was a grandpa. So for myself and my siblings, we think he was the coolest, funnest guy ever, and we enjoyed the heck out of him. But little did I know, as a child, he was suffering from schizophrenia. And so for him, as a grown man, making the choice to go to college and study psychology and work on himself like that, sorry, I'm going to get a little choked up and emotional. But I just can't think of anything more impressive as a human being. And I learned a lot from that. I learned that people can change, but they have to want to change, right? And he did, and it was important to him. And he went to school and he studied psychology. And so he went from being a person who had suffered extraordinary childhood trauma, going into becoming an adult and being a stepfather to my mother and her brothers, and being abusive and not having a handle on his behavior yet, and then going to college and studying psychology and working on himself. And by the time he managed to get through all of that, he had become such a different version of himself. And it's something that I always appreciated. It's something that meant the world to me. And so I would assume that was a huge influence on myself. And as far as self-development, but self-development has been very important to me. My grandpa went on to work in boys' homes, and he did a lot of great things for other people that had been through the similar things that he had been through. So, but for myself, self-development over the last 20-something years after being attacked and kidnapped has looked different, because for myself, before being attacked and kidnapped, I didn't have PTSD. And so I wanted to know myself. I wanted to understand what made me tick, but I didn't have to learn how to manage some kinds of different behaviors that I was experiencing from lashing out from my post-traumatic stress disorder. So it took on a whole new life for me with self-development. And I have to say, if there's one thing I know about myself, it's that I'm going to show up and I'm going to do the work. And so that's important to me. And I would like to hopefully inspire others to do the same, to sit down with ourselves, to look in the mirror, to take accountability for our actions and do our best to try to change our behaviors, right? At the end of the day, I am not my feelings, right? I am not my feelings. I am the spirit behind all of that. I am what's operating from my own soul. But our feelings can be huge sometimes. And it's something that we need to recognize so that when we get to know ourselves, we can move our feelings aside and recognize that that's not who we are. So I am not my feelings. You are not your feelings. As big as they can be, that is not what is underneath this flesh suit. So I've got one more minute before I've got to go to break. And when we get back, we're going to be talking about accepting ourselves. That can be a really hard pill to swallow sometimes because I myself have a lot of flaws and I would assume most of us do. So sometimes accepting ourselves can be one of the hardest things that we do, but it's also one of the most important things that we can do in our self-development work. Thank you for listening to me. I'm Trish Smith. You're listening to Pure Intuitive Talk on Transformation Talk Radio, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Are you ready to take accountability for the impact that we have on the world? Of course you are. Tune in at a higher frequency with me, Trish Smith, multidimensional channeler, for an hour of nourishment on Pure Intuitive Talk to unlock your way to high frequency living and healing for peace. The human experience is full of choices pulling us constantly. Pure Intuitive Talk serves as a reminder that we have the power to choose love over and over again and are able to laugh at the same time. For more information about me, visit pureintuitiveguide.com.
Here's a quick tip from Jason and Patricia at the Ecosystem Approach Show. This is a new way to approach self-help.
See all problems, challenges, and objectives as energy issues. Determine the energies that are blocking you and remove them. Instead of asking, what do I do? Ask what energies are blocking me.
Say to yourself, I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate. Name the emotions that are blocking you. Some form of fear, insecurity, anxiety.
Take a breath and blow the barriers, the negative energies blocking you, into the processor behind us. Keep doing it.
If you want to hear about our show, A New Way to Approach Self-Help, go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and under the radio tab, search for Is Self-Help Obsolete?
Listen to all of our shows because we teach you how to apply energy techniques for everyday life in ways that are practical and useful.
See you Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific or find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
You have one life to live. You want to spend it doing something you enjoy and that has meaning. If you're listening to this, then you're among the many who feel that the work they're doing is no longer a fit. My comprehensive coaching will support you and help you figure it out. I've coached hundreds of people through career transition. So visit my website today to book a free call, www.reinventing-u.com, when what you do matches who you are.
Welcome back, everybody. You are tuned into Transformation Talk Radio. I'm the host of Pure Intuitive Talk, Trish Smith. And today we are talking about knowing thyself, accepting ourselves, trusting ourselves, loving ourselves. So I know those can be really touchy subjects for some people. In my practice, I teach emotional freedom technique to some clients, and there have been times when we are tapping I love and accept myself. And those words can be so difficult for people to say. And for myself, I've been in those shoes in my life. And it's a place that, in my opinion, needs to be looked at. So if you're someone that's struggling to be able to say out loud, I love and accept myself, that's a good place to start. It's a good place to look into. And I'm hoping today to offer some information that may help you feel more comfortable sitting down and looking at those things. So the last segment we went over knowing thyself and just the value that that brings, right? So when we know ourselves, we make a decision from the place that is our true nature and not from a place that's our personality or our programming, right? So we're going to dive into accepting thyself. This might be one of the most difficult things because when we're talking about accepting ourselves, we're talking about accepting our flaws. We're talking about accepting failure and success. And sometimes, I know it sounds a little crazy, but sometimes accepting the good stuff about ourselves can be difficult too, especially when we have early childhood programming that has taught us otherwise. So that's a place I've personally struggled with, is actually accepting the value that I bring and accepting my positive attributes. There was an exercise that I did a few years ago, and I actually use it in the course that I teach. And it's listing our positive attributes. And I have my students list 20 of them. But when I had done the exercise myself through a training program, I want to say they asked for like 30 or more. Like basically it was like a time frame. It's like, just keep going. And we forget. So we forget these things about ourselves. Like, I can tell you that I'm reliable. I can tell you that I'm responsible. I can tell you that I'm going to show up. I can tell you that I'm compassionate. And before I did that exercise, I'm not sure that my mind would have naturally come up with those things. But when you're sitting down with a pen and a paper and someone says, okay, sit down and list the positive attributes about yourself. And I have some? Okay. But once you take the time to sit down, and I would encourage you listening at home to do that, get out a piece of paper, get out the pen, and list 20 attributes about yourself. You might be surprised what comes up, the things that we don't even think about, because we are just living from day to day as ourselves, right? We're trying to get through our day to day, go to work, come home, feed the kids, whatever we're doing, right? And so we're not typically looking at ourselves from that place either. Maybe we're looking at ourselves from a negative viewpoint. I didn't get this done. Oh my gosh, I always screw this up. I can't get anything right. So that negative self-talk can be a place that we're living from. And I myself have been very guilty of that off and on throughout my life. And it's actually a place that I work on a regular basis to keep myself out of that negative self-talk, because it's my default. Unfortunately, but I'm sure that it's common. I would assume a lot of people have that same issue. And so that's why I'd like to just share some of the things that I do that maybe they can help you and you can move past some of those areas, because what we do know is that what we speak, becomes how we believe, right? And so if we're speaking those negative things about ourselves, we're going to believe those negative things about ourselves, and they're not true. They're not true. So there are some things that are true, and there's areas that we need to work on and develop within ourselves, but there's a lot of negative self-talk that's not even true. And so being able to recognize that is important, and being able to accept that we are good people, that we are trying to do the best that we can, and accept that there are areas we need to work on. And then even accepting that work, right? Accepting the task at hand, which is catching ourselves in a behavior that we are trying to change, right? So accepting the fact that we have areas that we need to work on, sitting down, diagnosing ourselves, looking at what that is, where it's at, and then taking the time to execute that plan and work on the areas that we need to work on, we can then become a person and become a better version of ourselves that feels a lot more acceptable to ourselves. So if we're having a hard time looking in the mirror, that's a place to look at, is what are the things that I can't seem to accept about myself? And if there's things that feel very not in alignment with who you are as a spirit, then that's a place that it's time to change some behaviors, right? And become a better version of yourself so that you then can look in the mirror and feel like you can accept yourself and all that comes with you, and be someone that you are proud to be, right? Like I like to say that I love who I am. So there's habits that I don't love that I have, There's personality flaws about that I have that I don't love. But at the end of the day, I love who I am because I know that I'm going to show up for the people that are in my life. And I know that I'm going to, without fail, support my loved ones. So I'm able to have that. And if I hadn't been doing the self-development work that I've been doing for the last 20 something years, I'm not sure that I would be able to say that. So something about ourselves is that we have flaws, right? And but we also have brilliance. And I think sometimes we don't manage to look at what we do contribute to the whole. Sometimes our gifts are something that we don't even recognize as gifts, right? So I know I talked in the last episode about me being really good with kids, and I love kids. Kids make me happy. It's just a place that brings me so much joy, fills my cup. But I spent, the first part of my life not recognizing that as a gift, and my mom saying, "Oh, you're good with kids," and thinking, I'd really like to be able to sing like Celine Dion or something. Like, that would be a talent, right? That would be a gift. So sometimes the gift that we carry, sometimes what we have to bring into the world, the way we're wired, is not maybe necessarily something that we've even accepted yet, because we're looking for something else. We want something that looks more exciting to be our gift, right? I clean really well. I enjoy cleaning. Growing up, we cleaned, we contributed, we had chores to the as a family. And I remember as a child, complaining about it, but it did help me develop a really good work ethic. And I do enjoy cleaning. And sometimes I remind myself, I'm like, you know what? I'm really good at making toddlers laugh, and I can clean a kitchen really well. So sometimes they're not our gifts or the places that we excel at. Maybe they're not something that's going to be a headliner. Maybe we're not a movie star. And it's not something the rest of the world is going to recognize and applaud. But the thing is, like, that's what we were wired for. That's what we bring, right? So, and we don't want to deny our gifts. We were all wired. We were all brought here with something to give. And for myself, I know and I recognize and I've accepted that my gift is definitely with children and with people. And I see them and I love them. And my gift is not necessarily with finances, right? Like, I am not the best with being organized. I tell people when I'm teaching in my classes, I'm like, if I get up here and try to teach you guys how to get organized, like, run the other direction, right? So we all carry each one of these gifts, and it's sometimes important to spend time remembering what they are, because if we're denying our gifts, then we're probably not in alignment with bringing them in. And it's important that all of us are bringing our gifts to the table and sharing those to the collective so that we are all showing up the way God designed us to show up, right? That's why we're all made differently, so that we come together and we create that network that does have everything covered. So it's kind of a silly thing I tell myself, and I also like to say to other people, is that I get an A for effort. So there's something that there's so many fails I've had in my life. But I have to say that I try hard. Like, I try. So sometimes I've gotten like a total F in an area that I wanted to get an A in, and I failed miserably. But I try to remind myself to give myself credit for trying. So I like to just say, well, I get an A for effort. But I think that's fair. I think it's important that we can give ourselves that we can give ourselves the A for effort, and that we pick up and we try again, right? And if we don't try something, we're not going to know whether or not that was our area that we wanted to excel in or try. And so trying different things is a way to find out who we are and what makes us tick, and accepting those fails. And then when we do start succeeding somewhere, accepting that also, accepting our success and accepting that we're finding ourselves in alignment with our calling. So again, at the end of the day, I am not my mistakes, right? I am not my behaviors. I am not my mistakes. And that's another place where forgiveness comes in, right? Is forgiving ourselves for holding ourselves up to some standard that is almost unrealistic sometimes. And myself personally, I have like that perfectionist kind of personality sometimes. And so I'll try to hold myself to this, you know, perfect picture. And then I feel terrible about myself when the reality is that it's okay. I just get to be me. I don't have to try to be perfect. So sometimes accepting myself can be one of the hardest challenges. And I hope if it's a challenge for you too, that there's something I can offer here that helps make it a little easier. So thank you for tuning in. We're going to go to another break. My name is Trish Smith. You're listening to Pure Intuitive Talk on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you trying to build something new or break away from something that no longer serves you? Are your batteries drained or struggling to hold a charge? Let me, Erica Gifford Mills, help empower you to make and maintain the positive changes you are aching for. Together, we will make a plan for your growth and new path that you can accomplish. Visit my website, getrootedradio.com, to schedule your free Empower Hour today.
Imagine if you were truly flourishing, how would your financial expansion impact the world? Author of Money Come Dance With Me, Gail West, is an internationally known speaker, creative catalyst, and business intuitive at Success with Soul. Work with Gail to create a new relationship with money as your friend. Link the soul of your business to the business of your soul with programs like Sacred Money Mastery, Akashic Records of the Soul, and more. To receive a healing money meditation, go to successwithsoul.com today.
Are you ready to take accountability for the impact that we have on the world? Of course you are. Tune in at a higher frequency with me, Trish Smith, multidimensional channeler, for an hour of nourishment on Pure Intuitive Talk to unlock your way to high frequency living and healing for peace. The human experience is full of choices pulling us constantly. Pure Intuitive Talk serves as a reminder that we have the power to choose love over and over again and are able to laugh at the same time. For more information about me, visit pureintuitiveguide.com.
Are you feeling pulled between the world of personal opportunity and your role as a caretaker? Who do you choose? You or everyone else? Well, you can have both. I'm Dr. Diane Garrison. My signature system, Find Your Fabulous, is a four-month program which guides you to rediscover your passion and purpose. For more information or to book a free exploration call, visit fullpowerwomen.com.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Trish Smith. You're listening to Pure Intuitive Talk on Transformation Talk Radio. Before we went to break, we were talking about knowing ourselves. We were talking about accepting ourselves. And now we're going to be talking about trusting ourselves. So personally, this isn't an area I've really struggled in, and maybe to the degree that it's been annoying for like my husband. He had said once to me, oh my God, he's like, you just make up your mind like that and there's no changing it. So I said to him, well, some people would consider that a gift, which I'm sure he didn't love hearing in the moment. I've had that innate knowing throughout my life, which has been nice for me to have. I've only had a couple of times in my life where I felt indecisive. And I am not going to lie, it was frustrating. It wasn't something that I enjoyed. And I would imagine if somebody is living in a place from that area inside themselves where they're indecisive and they don't know what to do and they're seeking counsel outside of themselves on a regular basis, I would imagine that would be time consuming and frustrating as a person. So I would like to offer this next segment about trusting ourselves in hopes of giving you some tools, giving you some insight, and maybe helping to remind you of where you can go when you feel like you can't trust yourself. to make decisions and you feel like you need to ask outside sources. Another important thing that I would actually like to speak on too regarding that is that there are times in our lives where we may not necessarily be able to trust ourselves. If we've suffered a major loss or we have gone through maybe a traumatic brain injury, something where we really are disconnected from our best decision-making, it's also important to know ourselves enough and trust ourselves enough to say, hey, self, you're not the person to be making this decision right now. And that goes along with also not making major decisions during huge life changes. And I know I've touched on that in previous episodes, that when we are going through our hell, when we are going through the fire, it's not really the best time to make huge decisions. But again, there are times that it's important to recognize when there is a major decision that has to be made when we are going through hell. Like if we're in an abusive relationship, maybe getting pushed to the edge where we go ahead and make that major decision to get out is really important. And so sometimes it's important to move from that place. And then sometimes it's important to recognize, okay, wait a minute, I'm not having a good time right now. I'm not myself. I don't want to decide to move out of state, or I don't want to decide to end a relationship when I know very well that I'm the person having a hard time. I'm not making the best decisions, and I don't want to make such a major change that when I get through going what I'm going through, I've lost things that are important to me, or I've maybe thrown them to the wayside. And as we all know, life goes on, it marches on, and we can always, you know, fix things, go back. But if we don't have to go back and look at choices that we made when we were having a hard time that we don't now want to have in our lives, it's easier to, in those times, learn to accept counsel, and I would say wise counsel. So making sure that you're getting counsel from a person that you trust, admire, respect, those kinds of things. But when it comes to trusting ourselves, the way to learn to trust ourselves is to spend more time with ourselves. And that's really all it is. Sitting down, spending time with ourselves, listening from within. And I'm sure most of you as viewers know, if you spend time in meditation, if you spend time in silence, that not only will you be able to hear yourself, be able to hear your thoughts, your desires, you'll be able to hear your higher self give insight, but you'll also be able to hear your guides or hear source giving us valuable information too. So for myself, it's kind of interesting because as a medium, I will check in with source as well as myself. And so sometimes I will have thoughts and I will sit down and I'll look at them, I'll wait and I'll listen for source to come through and channel that divine wisdom. And sometimes it's confirmation and I'm like, okay, all right, cool. And then sometimes it's when it comes from source, it's something different than maybe I had thought. And then I have to go back and look inside and go, okay, well, was that a thought process? Was that knowing coming from my brain? Was that coming from a place of from my mind, or was that coming from my spirit? And so even like, I think it was the last hour segment that I did talking on discernment. That's a really important tool to use when it comes to trusting ourselves, because we have to be able to discern where that's coming from, right? So am I projecting? Am I coming from a place of fear when I'm making decisions? And being able to sit down with ourselves, enough time goes by, you sit in enough silence, it will start to fall away, right? So the thoughts of the mind, the fears, the projection, if you spend enough time in the silence, those will start to fall away. And then what will start to come up is your innate knowing. And that innate knowing is the guidance from within that we can trust. And that's the part where trusting ourselves may sound like, when we say trust ourselves, are we thinking, oh, trusting my thoughts, trusting my ideas? Trust your innate knowing. Trust that primordial thing inside of you that wants to act on something. Trust those feelings, right? So trusting our jealousy, trusting our, but just trusting those, we don't want to trust those projections, right? We don't want to start leaning on an understanding that's coming from a place of projection. We're going to get ourselves in a lot of trouble if we're doing that. So when it comes to trusting ourselves, that's not trusting our brain. That's not trusting even our heart, our feelings, right? That's trusting our own spirit. That's trusting what's behind the body and the mind. That's trusting source or God, spirit, whatever you want to call it, and our connection to that. The thing is that living in this body, right? Living in your body, me living in my body, I am not living in anybody else's body but my own. You are not living in anybody else's body but your own. So at the end of the day, if we're taking too many people's opinions into consideration and allowing our mind to become discombobulated from all of that outside information, we're going to pull ourselves further and further away from our own innate knowing. And we all have different stories. So we've all experienced pain. We've all experienced heartbreak. We've all experienced loss, right? And we've experienced the other things, the positive attributes, right? The joy, all of those good things in life. But at the end of the day, every single one of us has a different makeup for our story, right? So even though people are able to empathize with us, they don't necessarily know exactly what it feels like inside of us. And they don't exactly know what makes us tick, right? So we have to be able to trust ourselves because we're the only ones that know exactly how we feel. Even if someone knows almost how we feel and they can empathize with us, that's wonderful. I have people in my life that are very understanding and that have been through a lot as well. And so I do know that they understand, but at the end of the day, there's so many other contributing factors that they haven't experienced that it makes each one of our experiences unique. And so that's why it's important for us to make our own decisions from our place of our spirit. And if we're doing that, we're contributing to the collective on a much higher frequency because we're less scrambled. If we're taking out all those outside information and becoming discombobulated, we're not acting from a place within, which is our spirit. We're acting from our mind and contributing to a chaotic frequency. So trusting thyself is probably the single most important thing that you can do for yourself. And again, just reminding yourself that if you're in going through a time where it's not a place you know that you can trust yourself, leaning on a source that is reliable and trustworthy, do that. But otherwise, I would suggest practicing sitting with yourself, taking the time to get to know yourself, taking the time to accept the good things about yourself, accept your flaws, that we all have them, and learning to trust yourself. And learning to trust yourself is something that we can develop, right? And all of these things are things that we can develop, but practice, right? Make decisions, sit down with yourself, decide what you want to do, and then execute that. And then once you get those things under your belt, you'll learn to trust yourself more and more, right? So you sat down, you made the decision, you didn't ask for outside opinion, and then it went well. And then you do it again, and you do it again, and you do it again, and you become more confident as a human being in your own individuality because you've learned that you can rely on yourself to make the best possible decisions for yourself. So we're going to another break. When we get back, we're going to talk about loving ourselves, right? And we just finished going over trusting ourselves, knowing ourselves, accepting ourselves, all boils down to really this love that is is behind all of it, right? Because I am not my personality. Okay. I am not my flaws. I am not even my attributes. Okay. When we get back, I will tell you what I am and I will tell you what you are. And we will talk about love, my favorite subject. But for now, we're going to a break. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. I'm the host of Pure Intuitive Talk, Trish Smith. Thank you.
Do you ever get the feeling you aren't in the right place? So you decide to change jobs, only to realize that might have not been the right one either? That's where the Purposeful Practice comes in. I offer individual coaching sessions to help you discover and pursue the career or business venture that matches your values, passions, strengths, and motivations. Book a free discovery session by visiting www.thepurposefulpractice.com.
What makes a coach irresistible, extraordinary, and successful? The Coaching Academy has graduated hundreds of students who have built the most fulfilling coaching businesses. That's because the Spiritual Life Coaching Certification, based on the proven formula, Rewire Your Brain for Success, is an innovative program designed to equip you with the knowledge and skills to support you in your journey of becoming an elite league coach. Inquire today by visiting coachingacademy.net.
Are you ready to take accountability for the impact that we have on the world? Of course you are. Tune in at a higher frequency with me, Trish Smith, multidimensional channeler, for an hour of nourishment on Pure Intuitive Talk to unlock your way to high frequency living and healing for peace. The human experience is full of choices pulling us constantly. Pure Intuitive Talk serves as a reminder that we have the power to choose love over and over again and are able to laugh at the same time. For more information about me, visit pureintuitiveguide.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Trish Smith, the host of Pure Intuitive Talk, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Network. Think it's Transformation Talk Radio. Sorry, I can't say it four times. Like one time was a lot. So bear with me. It's a tongue twister. Anyways, we have been going over talking about knowing ourselves, accepting ourselves, trusting ourselves. And one might start to conclude that it feels like self-absorbed, right? And it's honestly just the opposite of that. So knowing ourselves, trusting ourselves, and accepting ourselves brings us into the place where we're actually able to contribute to the collective much more authentically than we would if we were operating from our subconscious, where we are not knowing ourselves and trusting ourselves and accepting ourselves, right? So it kind of feels like an oxymoron in some ways. I'm sure when we talk about, like people talk about self-love, right? Well, we're not talking about like narcissism. We're not talking about being in love with ourselves to the degree that we make it about us and we're more important than those around us, right? So that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is knowing who we are so that we can operate from the place of our soul that contributes to the collective. And then we become a part of a community that supports one another. So it's really just the opposite of what someone might assume when we talk about self-love, right? And it's kind of interesting, even the play on words, right? Like self-love and then loving oneself. Right? They just have a ring to them in our ears sometimes. So we're talking about self-love, right? And we're talking about self-acceptance, but it almost sounds just a little bit more true to say loving myself than it would say self-love. That makes sense. So when we're talking about loving ourselves, there is the secret underneath all of it, right? So we've gone over the last hour, like, I am not my personality. I am not my flaws. I am not my thoughts. I am not my mind. I am not my body, right? And this has always felt very true for me. And I've appreciated some of the teachings that I've listened to or encountered over the last handful of years and have that confirmation. because when I have spent so much time in meditation and so much time communing with the divine, the truth that has been brought to me through those experiences is that I am love, right? I am love. And that is true for every single one of us. And recently, again, I am taking a training and I was in a meditation class and our teacher was talking about how we are love. And it was so nice to hear that confirmation. It was something that I hadn't been thinking about in a long time. And it felt so good to remind myself of that innate knowing. And I just wanted to take the time to give that gift to you if you don't know that, right? If you don't know what you are, if you don't know what you're made out of, and that is love. I am love. You are love. When it comes down to what is consuming and filling this vessel, that is love, right? And it's when we disconnect ourselves from each other and when we disconnect ourselves from source that we are not recognizing that. But the more time that we spend communing with the divine, the more time that we spend communing with our higher self, that we sit and we listen, that truth will come up in all of us. And I'm sure there's many listeners at home right now knowing exactly what I'm talking about, knowing that truth. If you have not experienced that, I highly suggest sitting down with yourself and spending that time in meditation, spending that time listening within, listening to the divine, and having those messages well up, having them come to you, that innate knowing, right? So I love how simple it is. It's literally the most simple thing that there is. Yet somehow as human beings, we manage to convolute it and we manage to complicate it and we want it to be anything other than what it really is. And the truth is that we are love. I am made up of love. We are all connected to the divine. That is our source. That is that life force that flows through us, right? That's exactly why Reiki works. That's exactly why the energy healing works, because we're utilizing that source energy to move other blockages out of the way, right? And so when we're spending our time in meditation and communing with the divine and allowing what we are, which is love, to fill this vessel, we will experience so much physical healing. We will experience so much mental healing. And we will then pour from that place, right? And we will become a source for others that they know that they can have a connection to someone that is operating from that place, right? Until maybe they get, you know, off of their training wheels and they start operating from that place as well. But the more of us operating from that place, the more we will find peace, right? And as we all know right now, there's so much going on around the globe that is heartbreaking, it's terrifying, and we have to be very careful about living in a place of fear, because as soon as we start engaging in those fears, we're taking ourselves away from or removing ourselves from that place of living in that well, right? And if we start living in the fear and we start engaging in those energies, then we're going to not remember who we are. We're not going to remember what we are. And that is love, right? So something that has come to me recently, again, is because I've recently been going through dragging up some more stuff that needs to be healed, right? Because it's an ongoing process. And I would assume that when I'm 90, that I'll still be filtering through some of that stuff and processing it, because healing is an ongoing process. But something that I think is important to talk about is negative self-talk, right? And myself, I can really get some negative self-talk going. Like I'm pro at the negative self-talk. But that negative self-talk is going to diminish everything that is true about ourselves, right? So we have to be really careful about our negative self-talk. My negative self-talk can get so bad, I've even had friends point it out. So I myself am very guilty of getting in there and giving myself a hard time. And when I'm doing that, when I'm in that place, I don't feel connected to source. I don't feel connected to myself. And so the indicator is that those are all lies, Those are all lies. If we're not feeling connected to source, if we're not feeling that love that is us welling up inside, then it's not true. Okay. So taking the time to spend as much time as we can in that place so that it is pouring over and operating from that place is the best thing that we can do for ourselves. And we want to be careful about hiding our light, right? I myself have been guilty of that also, hiding my light, making myself small so that I fit into to areas. And I know there's plenty of people that are also guilty of that, or hardening ourselves, right? Some people choose to harden themselves, build up the walls, right? And then what are we doing? We're disconnecting ourselves from others. We're disconnecting from source. So I'd just like to offer, I've got 2 more minutes left until we're done, but I'd just like to offer that it is a lifelong journey, and be patient with yourself, be patient with others. Remember that we're all on the same journey, and that journey is coming back home to ourselves and coming back to home to ourselves and source for ourselves and each other. But I just want to remember or remind you and also remind myself that we need to dare to share our light, right? Dare to share our light. That's one of the reasons I signed myself up for doing the show, was using my courage and having, you know, getting through the nerves, having the experience of getting on and sharing my light, because if I can do it, you can do it. I promise. This has been a terrifying experience for me when I first got started, and I wasn't sure I was going to be able to do this, to get myself to even sit in front of this camera, because having a camera on me was very terrifying. And so I'm doing it, and I'm doing it so that I can just remind us that we are love. And the most important thing that we can do is never forget that I am love. You are love. That's our job. Our job is to just love ourselves and love each other. So thank you, everybody. Thank you for being here, right? I love that you guys tune in. I appreciate the comments on YouTube. You can find me at Trish Smith Guide on YouTube.com. If you want to hit the subscribe button, I'd appreciate that. And I appreciate you doing your work, doing your self-development. So thank you for that. Again, I'm Trish Smith. You're listening to Pure Intuitive Talk on Transformation Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Pure Intuitive Talk with me, Trish Smith, your Pure Intuitive Guide. Come back and join us for encouragement to take responsibility and to connect to your whole being. Remember that every moment is the right moment to choose peace, acceptance, and forgiveness. We all have the courage to look deep within, get real with ourselves, and make upgrades to our ways of interacting with the world. It's been my privilege to share this hour with you. For more information about me, go to pureintuitiveguide.com. That's pureintuitiveguide.com. Thanks again, and we will see you here next time on Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.